His Chicon stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Latest tri-state forecast from our meteorologist Pat Pagano calls for showers likely today, mainly this afternoon, 50 to 55. There is a advisory from the National Weather Service for spotty possible freezing rain, actually freezing drizzle in our area in southern Berkshire County of Massachusetts and over into New York State. But that is just for some spotty freezing drizzle this morning. Tomorrow, overcast and mild with light rain, 60 to 65. And Thursday, staying overcast and much cooler with isolated rain showers, 40 to 45. And Friday, well, looks like there's a mix of rain and snow. We'll have to get the details on that from our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, here on Robin Hood Radio later on today and every hour on the hour. Well, four of Connecticut's counties are now considered areas of high COVID-19 transmission, and a new Omicron subvariant has taken hold as the dominant strain in the area, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The health department in Connecticut is advising residents in those areas to wear masks in public. New Haven, Litchfield, Fairfield, and Middlesex counties are now in the high orange category of community transmission. Quoting here, we're now witnessing the long-anticipated winter COVID-19 surge. With 2023 right around the corner, we're in a far better place with the pandemic than we were in 2020. That from Connecticut Department of Public Health Commissioner Dr. Rashina Jathari in a statement last week. He went on to say, quote, "We have many more tools at our disposal to deal effectively with COVID-19, including vaccines and updated boosters," end quote. The Northeast region has also seen the emergence of a new Omicron subvariant called XBB15, which accounts for over 75% of all COVID infections in the Northeast and 40% of infections in the county, according to the CDC. Introduced into the population last winter, Omicron has now mutated into at least 17 subvariants of concern, according to the CDC. Connecticut is dealing with a surge in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations that began just before Thanksgiving, have come along with other upper respiratory viruses, including the flu. Well, the birth rate is steady. Unfortunately, steadily declining in Connecticut. New Year's babies are a symbolic of the birth of the year. Hospitals in Litchfield County, the lengthening delay in getting the first New Year's baby is an indicator of the declining birth rate. Nationwide, the number of births has been gradually decreasing since the Great Recession in 2008. In Connecticut, the number of births steadily declined since 2016. There were over 36,000 births in Connecticut in 2016 compared to 33,000 in 2020. Other evidences of a declining birth rate in the state can be seen simply by a drop in state school enrollment, the struggle of businesses to fill jobs due to a labor shortage, and anemic revenue growth. Once again, we remind you that Sharon is eyeing a hall for housing units. Sharon Housing Trust has approached the Board of Selectmen about the possibility of converting the community hall, which is located at 99 Main Street, into four affordable housing units. First Selectman Brent Colley and Selectman Casey Flanagan appeared to be in favor of the project. Selectman Dale Jones is on the housing committee, so he recused himself. Now, the trust is sponsoring an open forum that is coming up January 15th at 2 p.m. in the Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse, 49 Amenia Road, to explain the proposal and seek input from the public. Litchfield County Center for Housing Opportunity and the Foundation for Community Health have provided a grant to facilitate that session. The trust would be the managing entity for the project. Rental structures are yet to be determined and would be driven primarily by income, according to the Housing Trust. The Bushnell Sage Library continues on with the artwork of Suzanne Lackey. It is an exhibition that will run through the month of January. Once again, Region 1 and other surrounding areas are short of substitute teachers. While in Region 1, the schools are hosting three sign and sub events in January to look for new substitute teachers. If you're retired, home from college, or maybe as mother with school-aged children, This would be a great position for you. Events will be held at three different locations on three different dates. January 4th, which is tomorrow, 1 to 4 at Sharon Center School. January 6th, from 8:30 to 11:30 at Kent Center School. And January 10th, from 3 to 5 at the North Canaan Elementary School. Just bring two forms of ID. You can fill out the application in advance or on site at the event. Once again, if you have a Christmas tree that needs to be recycled, Boy Scout Troop 22 will remove and recycle Christmas trees this year on Saturday at Sharon, Salisbury, North Canaan, Falls Village, and Norfolk. To sign up, call 203-217-9917, or you can go to the website, tinyurl.com/troop22. That's Troop 22. Taking a look at some of the things going on in our area. Once again, the town of Ankrum Garage is accepting Christmas trees for recycling through January 8th. Barrels and cones have been set up at the town garage to guide you to where to drop off your tree. There'll probably be no staff available to help you unload your trees, so you'll have to do it yourself. They'll accept trees through January 8th. Trees will be mulched and used for local projects, which will reduce their environmental impact while contributing to the town. Taking a look at our area town meetings coming up this week. Coming up today in Salisbury. Salisbury Historic District Commission meets this morning. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. the Pope Land Design Committee. At 6 p.m. the Conservation Commission. In North Canaan, the Board of Selectmen regular meeting will be held tonight at 7 p.m. In Falls Village, they don't have meetings until next week, as a matter of fact. In Cornwall, coming up today at 7 p.m., the Inland Wetlands Watercourse meeting is via Zoom. And also, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting at 7:30 via Zoom. That is in Cornwall. In Kent, the Architectural Review Board has their regular meeting. That is tonight at 5:30. Meanwhile, tomorrow, the Kent Board of Education has their meeting at 5:30. In Northeast New York, coming up tonight, the town reorganizational meeting is happening at 5 p.m. at Town Hall. In Dover, the Zoning Board of Appeals has their meeting tomorrow from 7 until 8 p.m. Pine Plains, the town board will hold its reorganizational meeting on January 5th at 7 p.m. at the Pine Plains Town Hall. In Ankrum, New York, the planning board meets on January 5th at 7 p.m. In Hillsdale, coming up tonight at 7:30, the zoning board meets. And tomorrow, the town board has their organizational meeting. That is at 4 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, featuring a daily menu, a tapas menu, and nightly dinner specials, interlakeninn.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,565.00, the S&P 500 at 3896.75, and the NASDAQ at 11,139.25. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast that comes up in just a few moments.